face. You said it. You will bring it to pass. Your tears are wiped away. Your secret tears are wiped away. Joy has come to replace the moment of your sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer labor in vain. Whatever that stands by you as a reproach is hereby taken away from your life. And lift up your hands, you little say amen to this. Anyone that is standing and saying, not while I am here, will you cross that line? Will you get that thing done? Your Aitope is removed out of the way now. Your Iman is removed out of the way now. If God needs to remove one man for a generation to advance, let God remove that one man. In Jesus' precious name, we prayed. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of standing here. This is holy ground. Lord, I give you all the glory. Put your word in my mouth for your people and make my mouth like the pen of the ready writer and let your people be blessed. In Jesus' name, we pray. As we're about to turn into the church, I have the Lord saying to tell you, sir, that get ready for expansion. Yes, I thought we love expansion in this church. Anyway, any prophecy you are not receiving, I'll take it home. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, can you celebrate the God of expansion that has come? Walk as much as you need to walk. Live as much as you need to live. Plan as much as you need to plan. But please never forget the factor of God. Paul planted, Apollo water. God caused it increase. That is the realm where you have come into. Where you will look around and say, well, I think God did it. You will look again and say, I think God did it. You will look again and say, I think God did it. When people ask you, how did you achieve it? You just keep saying, I think God did it. Why? Because it's going to be an overnight happening and happening and happening. Put your hands together for Jesus and please celebrate God as you take your seat. Amen. Help me to celebrate your pastor again and the beautiful wife. Praise the Lord. Blessed to share the same family together. Praise God. Amen. And I was so excited when he was talking about our Father in the Lord being here last year. So I said to myself, the ground has been cleared. Amen. You know, bulldozer only need to step at a place once. The impact will be as long as you can maintain the rest. So the coast is cleared. Praise the Lord forevermore. Amen. And my covenant brother is here. He has not called me this year. But all sins are forgiven. Praise God. Please celebrate Apostle Shalom Mene for me. Amen. He's a man of multiple grace and joy to know you and meet you in the journey of life. Everybody is looking good in this assembly. Praise the Lord. This woman has been smiling since I came here. Wow. God will give you true joy. You are just making me to feel at home. Yes. It's always good to smile. If you have problem or frightening at preacher, please repent. It's not a good thing at all. So what I do most of the time when I go to a place where I see some people frowning and some people smiling, I just forget about those who are frowning and stay focused, because some people can make you to forget. Praise the Lord. They can make you start asking yourself, am I saying anything? Have you met people like that, Pastor Lord? They are like stone. You pour the water, the thing don't enter. You throw the stone, they throw it back to you. But this woman has been smiling. She's still smiling. May God keep your smiles. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just briefly, I'll be speaking, as the Lord lay upon my heart, keys to supernatural wonders of his name. I want us to know that the most wonderful name we ever have is the name of Jesus. That name is not about to be dressed or packaged with wonders. That name is a wonder on its own. Anybody listen to me? When you open an account, what do? You load the account And you keep loading to get whatever amount you want to get withdrawn later. The account has to be funded before you find something right there. Not Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is a food package. You talk about wonder, that is what the name of Jesus is all about. You need a miracle, that's what the name is all about. So, every time that name is called, wonders must happen. Knees must bow. Tongues must confess. Philippians 2:9. Amen. It's a given name to make all those things happen without stress. And you know why we want to talk about keys to the release of the wonder in his name? Because a lot of us have come to a point where you're already frustrated using that name. You shake the name, nothing drops. You call the name, nothing drops. Somebody call it on you, nothing drops. And that's why we want to look at things that can make the wonder in his name to fall. When you have your money in the bank, you either go to the bank with your check, or you go to bank with ATM, but money doesn't dispense because you showed up. I'm not sure I get what I'm saying now. It is your money. It's your account. It won't show up because you stand before the ATM machine. You've got to get the right key, the right ATM card, the right pins. When that is done, the money is released. I'd like us to know that there are some factors that must be put in place for that name to work for you. Somebody called, you know, one of our member called, and she called mommy. I was talking with mommy. I said, I just had a dream. I said, the enemy came and pressed her down. And then the enemy said to her, in that state, ready to kill her. I said, is it not the name of Jesus you want to call? Call that name. Now, when the devil begins to tell you, it's not the name of Jesus, call that name, just know that something is not connected. And it's not all about the name. It's all about the carrier of the name. Can you shout that name because something will happen to you?
Jesus!
The louder you can.
Jesus!
The louder you can.
Jesus!
Now, Mama just walked out of 8 years of accidental pain. No stress, no laying of hand. Using the name of Jesus, and it served very effectively. Can I pray for somebody? May the name of Jesus serve you effectively.
Yeah.
Serve you effectively from today.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Say louder amen to that.
Yeah.
Christ also earned that name by doing something. Do you agree with me? He earned that name by doing something. So to make the name work, you must also know something that you have to do. This is a hard truth you're about to hear. And you know what? It will make the rest of your life easy with you with that name. Jesus earned the name. God gave him the name. Philippians 2, can you read for us? And let's read together. From verse 9, if possible, because of time. I'm going to be on the rush. Praise the Lord. Because my friend is here. Amen. Don't worry, he will analyze all this thing to you. He's a teacher. You know, teachers has a way of connecting and connecting. Praise God. Now, from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Have you started seeing something? Some of the prizes Jesus paid to earn that name. Huh? Anybody saw something there? Let's take it all over again. I'm not in a hurry for this one. Let this mind be in you. It means cultivate this thing. This thing you saw in Jesus Christ, you too, walk in that direction. Have the same mind. Walk in the same step. Walk in the same step. All this thing that we're about to mention, God is saying to you, the scripture is saying to you, walk in the step of Christ. If he handed with that labor, when you also step in the same direction, every time you call that name, something must happen. It must happen. That name of Jesus is not cheap. It's not a cheap name. It's not a name the devil can mess at. Am I speaking to somebody right now?
It's not a name witches can play at. Excuse me. Fire is fire. You touch it, you get the same effect. You take the same fire to America. You touch it, it doesn't change. It's the same color, the same fire. So anywhere the name of Jesus is in the sea, on the road, everywhere, the same color, the same quality, the same, And if it answer to pastor, it must answer to me. Are you hearing me right now? When somebody is getting result and you're not getting it, you don't even need to ask God. Go ask who is getting result. Just ask them, what are you doing? What have you been doing? Pastor Lano, be so? Because we're about to dedicate that amazing, praise the Lord. We must ask you, praise the Lord forevermore. So look at some of the things that Jesus did. I think something's already happening right now. I rebuke that one-sided edict now. Thank you. Lift up your hands, friend. Nakopala, that forgetfulness spirit is leaving your... You are too young to be forgetting important things. I cause it to get out of you right now. I saw a land that is vacant, and that land is about to be built up. That land is about to be built up. Resources is coming over that land. Dry land is becoming a fruitful land. Woo! Come on, make a joyful noise to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So look at verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Can you see some of the price Jesus paid? So what next? I'm only hearing myself. Can you join me to read together? And was made in the likeness of men. Keep reading. Multimedia, please, can you flip for us quickly? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now look at the next thing. Wherefore? What is the meaning of wherefore? As a result of all those things, as a result of all the prizes, even though he was God, he made himself to be like man. And God saw that and said, I'm going to do something with your life. Is anybody hearing me? You're supposed to be the pride of all, yet you humble yourself. You took the place of the servant. When you are done with your assignment, I'm going to do something with your name. So it's not just a name that just happened. It's a name that came through a process. Come on, can you shout a louder amen? Amen. So read it for me. If we're still there, if multimedia is still in the house, praise the Lord. My own TV must work too, because this one is working. No, by fire it must work. TV work by fire. In Jesus' name. All right, please come. Can you read? Amen. Oh my. Whose story is God changing here? Shout that name, Jesus. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his great pleasure. You start seeing that happening to you. I told them in church a few days ago, I said, when you talk about grace, grace is that who that arranges your step to meet up with the standard of God. You are not calculative about it. Grace is that arranges your word to be perfect before God. You are just saying something, just like I'm just saying something right now, and God is arranging the blocks. God is going to help you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By this name, salvation happened. How many of you believe that? There's no other name that makes salvation to happen to anyone but the name of Jesus. And listen to this, you don't need to do anything to become a sinner. The moment you are born through your mother, you're already a born sinner. But to be saved, you need to get the name of Jesus. One of the foremost wonders of the name of Jesus is the power to make salvation happen to you. Beside that, every other thing is just a follow-up. Because until you are saved on earth, you cannot be saved in heaven. You cannot even assess the way there. That's why those men were in a hurry to ask Peter and say, "You have preached a long sermon. What shall we do to be saved?" And then Peter said, "Anyone who call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved." If you care to know, number one wonders of his name is the power of salvation. That is the greatest thing that can happen to you. Can I say this to you, friend? Please don't play church. Don't play religion. You can't be saved because you are a member of a denomination. If you don't value the name and submit to the name and receive the name, activity can't get you saved. The name you bear can't get you saved. It says, "Whosoever that call upon the name of the Lord that shall be saved." If you care to know, the second wonder in that name is safety. Somebody shout safety. And I'd like to pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll be saved from all evil. If there is any time anybody need to value safety, is this season. Things happened rapidly. One of the ministers that came with me, we had a convention, I think last 2 years or so. And then we finished around 9 or 9:30. Then he's in charge of our protocol and all this stuff. And then he went back home with one of our guests. Praise the Lord forevermore. And before he got back home, the wife had slept. And he felt, because he's a good man, not to disturb the wife. So he went to the kitchen to warm the food, served himself and served some of the guests with him. And guess what? He was in a hurry to enter in the kitchen and light the matches. The next thing he had was a blast. The gas was left on. And the whole kitchen has been saturated with gas. He couldn't find his way out of that fire. But when the... Yeah. There is God. When the dust finally settled, he came out and looked at him. You can't see the traces of fire on him. He came out of that. Now, he couldn't find... So it's not that he ran out. He was in the midst of the fire, couldn't find his way out. He needed to wait until God settled the fire. And then he came out of it and he was in church the next day to testify. No. You should be in the hospital. You should have lost the black color and lost everything that you have. But that name is a saved name. God said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is saved. That is what you provoke and invoke every time you shout that name. Shout the name Jesus. Then the next 50 years of your life, the next generation that you are going to spend, I'm speaking to somebody, you will know what is called accident. Because there is safety. Come on. There is safety in that name. I said there is safety in that name. I was sharing with them. I entered into bedroom in a hurry to just prepare. And then right on the, what they call it, the bathtub, the next thing I had was that I just slided. And guess what? All I noticed was that my head was suspended. So I was saying, "God, you caught me." See, there is nothing like accident with that name. Because that name is aware of the next thing that is about to happen to you. How many of you have dog here? Dog has what they call a premonition. When things are about to happen, your dog can feel it. Huh? Sometimes they die, you're dead. Things, you just notice that your dog is dead. He died a death that was coming at you. So sometimes when you hear them barking, it's not only about an appearance of a personality in reality that came. He saw something that you didn't see. Are you hearing me right now? Now the question I want to ask you is this. If a dog could perceive danger and shout unto the family, he said, how much more the name of Jesus? How much more when you have that name? I'm trying to, that's what I was saying, let the same mind be in you. Because we need to start relearning some things. renew our mind, realign ourselves. We've been taught that that name, anybody, that name, those who use it that didn't work, they've made you to feel like if you use it, cannot work. Can I change something today? Yes. Every time that name is mentioned, something happened.
Yes,
praise the Lord. So there is safety in that name. Stretch your hand to the altar. You won't be a victim of accident any longer.
Yes.
Because by that name, your salvation and safety is secured. If I'm talking about you, can you shout it louder? Amen?
Amen.
Psalm 20 verse 1, the Bible says, in times of trouble, may the Lord answer your cry. May the name of the God of Jacob keep you safe. Shout that name, let me hear you.
Jesus.
Shout that name, let me hear you.
Jesus.
Shout that name, let me hear you.
Jesus.
I went to preach in Ogbomoshor, I think about 3-4 years ago. How many of you are familiar with Oyo Road? Huh? Praise God. And we're excited at what God did in that meeting. Myself and one of my son who came with me were just enjoying ourselves going back home. And then coming down from the slope, there was also a trailer coming down from a slope. And the next thing we saw was that another trailer was trying to overtake that person. And you know how wide the hood. Huh? So bad, so narrow. There was no room for us to drop to this side or to turn to the other side. You know what the Son of God did? I cannot even explain what happened. All I knew is that we just stayed. I marched on the brake and we stayed. Now, two trailers were managing to manage the two narrow road and they were coming our direction. When they finally came to us, the road became wide enough to take three cars. Two trailer plus our car. Till today, nobody could fathom what happened. If you are familiar with that road, you will know what I'm talking about. Two trailer managed to pass through that road. Now, my car, the tanker loaded with fuel and another one, and the three of us line up on that road. Because now, when they come to the back of my car, something hook the two of them to just stand still. So I have a little bruising on my boot, but that was not the issue. The issue is, how did it manage? The road became wider enough to contain three vehicles. It cannot even take three cars. Talk like a two trailer. Sharaba, shout that name. That's why in the name of Jesus, you won't be the next victim of accident. Evil will happen to you cheaply. That it happened to brother so-so and so does not mean that it has to happen to you. That's why we are looking at key factor to make that name work for you always. And I'm in a hurry to get to that point. That name determines your safety. And let me mention one or two things. That name also determines the next miracle you are going to receive. We have seen people with miracle today. What makes it happen? The name of Jesus. How many of you are familiar with Acts chapter 3? The Bible said, now, praise the Lord. They were gazing at Peter and they were gazing at John. And then they said, why are you looking at us? Oh, you thought we did this on our own? They said, no. They said, faith in the name of Jesus. Somebody say after me, faith. In the name of Jesus, made this man whole. So the name of Jesus supplies supernatural healing. The name of Jesus supplies supernatural recovery. And I'm about to bless somebody here. You won't go home with that sickness, and you won't get back home to meet that sickness there. The name of Jesus is your access to supernatural healing. Jeremiah 30:17, God says, I will restore your health. I will heal your wound. I will restore your health. Can you lift up your hand? May God restore your health and heal your wound in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, this is very peculiar to me and somebody else here. The name of Jesus Christ can open any door. How many of you are waiting for that door to be open? It shall be open under 24 hours. That global door. Pastor, that financial door. I'm speaking to somebody directly. That name is the key capable of opening any door. In Acts chapter 10, that door opened the prison door. Not once, not twice, not three times. Every door where the people that carried the name were kept opened on their own accord. Acts chapter 16, the door open. I'm speaking to somebody. Every door the enemy has locked up against you, they are opening right now. Mental door is opening. Marital door is opening. Financial door is opening. Ministerial door is opening. Global door is opening. If you believe it, shout it louder. Amen. It is opening. I'm saying to somebody, it is opening. It is opening. It is opening. That name is capable of opening any door. The door of the womb. The door of the womb. Mantalagabashtandia. One of our members came to my office crying with her husband. I said, what happened? They said, we're just coming from medical, whatever. And then they gave them a report. The report is that this is a primary infertility. Because there was no ovary. The woman was not born with ovary. And he said, go and adopt children. So they came from laboratory straight to church. And I said, calm down. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and holiness. My people shall possess their possession. I said, one, are you saved? They say yes. Two, do you serve? They say yes. I said, then go before the altar. Then they came back to the office. And I prayed for them as pastor. But guess what? As they were about to step out of the door, the Holy Spirit came upon them. I said, come back. Have you prayed? They say yes. I said, this month, you are pregnant. Amen. Today, they have 3 children. The door of the womb opened at the mention of the name of Jesus. The scripture was not written to excite us. The scripture is written to make things happen, to demonstrate the power of God. It's not even to encourage us. It's not even to make us feel ghost pimples all around. No, it's to demonstrate that God is faithful. The word of the Lord is to demonstrate that God is faithful. I'm saying this so that somebody will believe it. Lift up your hand. That door of education is open unto you. You said nobody has ever gone beyond a limit of academic career in your family. Then you become the first one. I said you become the first one. I see somebody, your finances has never grown beyond 350,000, no matter what you do. Once it comes to that point, it must drag back again. I've come to let you know that the door is open right now. When I say 350, yours can be 150, yours can be 30,000, yours can be 5 million, whatever gauge the enemy has placed over your finances, the door is open right now. Shout that name 7 times, and the door shall be opening. It's not for the purpose of repetition. It's for the purpose of emphasis. Once is enough. Are you hearing right now? So we're not shouting it 7 times because we didn't believe once. We're shouting it because emphasis. How many times have people been calling your name? Are you tired of answering your name? Eh? How many times has somebody called your name today? Since I came to this place, this man of God has been calling my name. And I'm not tired. It is not... Shout that name again. Because the door is opening when you shout that name. The bones are healed as you shout that name. Your eyes is healed as you are shouting that name. Woo! How many of you know that there is favor in that name? Favor. There is ointment of favor in that name. Every time you apply that name, is every time you look better than the way you are. Can I ask you shout that name again? As you are shouting it, God is dressing you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Woo! Hey, hallelujah! Hey, I guess the blind man asked them, I can't see. But I perceive that somebody is passing. I said, who was that one? They said, it's Jesus. But it's not all about you. The man said, is it Jesus you say? And the man understand that Jesus means Savior. And the Bible says he started shouting, oh Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have mercy on me. And the people went to them and said, keep quiet, you know how to shout like that. He's not passing for people like you. But Jesus said, I didn't come because of the righteous, I came because of the unrighteous. So the man shouted them all. And when the owner of the name had his name, what did he do? Will you like to shout until the owner of the name is called?